Dzień dobry, everyone. This is Katya Mokatov. After a long time, you know, I was recently on woods, you know, on my Yuva, on my real Yuva, in the forest with my trees and birds, and also with some, what you say them? That animals with 4 feet, you know, they are like black, very black, and they have babies too. What is this animal? You know, people mostly scared them, you know, people mostly get scared of them and they hunt them. This is I don't like when people hunt animals, but I like when animal hunt people because this is on their nature, you know. We are not completely animals. We are a weird combination of an animal and some other naturalistic parts, but we are not 100% animals. So, you know, it's not good. It's not good. I don't like people hunting. And on this episode, I want to talk to you about friends and friendships. But before that, you know, I have to say to you, like, I was recently, you know, sharing some new posts from my Instagram, and I see people are seeing and people are stalking. This is amazing. I can't believe. Wherever I go, whatever I do, there are always some people are watching and being witnessing, you know. I always have witness. So, you know, even someday, if I want to kill someone, I could never do it because I always have a witness. And this is why I am not a murderer, but I'm an artist. Because the artist has always some witness, because I don't know, this is some kind of an energetic stuff. When you are using your energy in that way, people are coming to you, like in my performance in Chernobyl, you know, when Chernobyl calling, like, was it? It was probably like 20 years ago, or maybe even more. You know, I'm not good with the world time. I'm counting time as a universal time method. You know, I have a different method for time. So sometimes my different method is kind of competing with the world time system, you know. So I'm mostly late or early for my appointments and meetings because this earthly, this worldly time system is different than mine. So what was I saying? Also this, you know, I start and I go different places. And that's why, you know, that's an artist's mind. This is nothing, literally nothing that I can do about it. I was born in this way. What can I do? So, anyways, Okay, I was talking about friends and friendships. Okay, dear listeners and stalkers, Instagrammers, I don't know if any more people around there listening me. I don't know who is listening. I don't know. But if someone wants to listen, they don't even need to open a podcast. If you want to hear me, you can hear me. If you want to see me, you can see me. We don't need all that technology gadgets. The human body is the ultimate technology gadget. You know that. Or you don't know that. I don't know, because it's a stolen knowledge from humankind. But we used to be so powerful. We used to be our own machines before we make machines. This is why now we are making machines so hard and so much, because we lost all that knowledge that was given by universal laws and universal powers. We used to be our own machines. We used to be powerful, but now, no. Now it's so ridiculous, Other day I was in the woods and I found a camera and I started to record, but eventually I couldn't find how to shut it because the button was too small and I couldn't find it. But eventually I found it and I shut it. But I'm not good with that kind of gadgets. The gadget that I am good with it is my own body. It's my own Yuva, because I know it. I know how to open it. I know how to shut it down also, because this is my profession. My body is my profession. I'm born with that gadget. The body is the ultimate gadget for our free, personal, universal pathway. This is the free ticket. Why don't we use it? Why don't we want to use it in a good way? Why do we need all that machines, huh? Because humankind got very lazy. This is why. People don't want to take their own responsibilities. And because of that, they are making some kind of gadgets and they think they are very smart. Okay, human. You are smart. Okay? You are smart. But Katya knows that you can be smarter. I'm smarter because I know my body. Anyone who is smarter than you, who makes that machine, is smarter because they know how to use their body. If you know your body, you are smarter. If you know your nature, you are smarter. If you wanna be smart. If this is the only problem of yours, this is because of ego. This is because of selfishness. And selfishness is also good. I'm a narcissist, okay? I know it. And I'm fine with it. But I'm a good narcissist. I'm also thinking about other people sometimes, not every time, but I'm a good narcissist. Okay. Because I work to know nature. I study nature. I study chemicals. I study biology and neurology and also astrology too. So yes, so from Instagram, maybe I'm going to share, but I'm not very good with Instagram. Maybe I need an assistant or someone, but I don't get well with people. I don't get along well with people. I don't know. You know, I like to work with artists, but not as friends, you know. I like to work, but I don't like to be friends, because this is tricky, you know. This is since I am like 1 year old, you know, in my time in conservatory, that in my first performance in the Nutcracker, you know, that one, you know, right? So I kind of understood that I could never make friends, because I was so I was so smart and talented, and I was working really good. So I understood that normal humans, you know, that standard human beings don't want to understand artists, real artists, you know, because real art is science. Real art is nature. Real art is the creation of universe. And only if you align with the universe and nature, with your own nature. I'm not only talking about the forests or the sea. I'm talking about the nature of the universe, you know. I'm talking about the eternal flame. I'm talking about that CERN. I'm talking about that that little blue dot, which we call world. You know, the nature is us. So, yes, when I was 1 year old, I think myself, you know, okay, Katya, people don't like you. Because I was always on the studio, and I was, you know, I was not sharing my space with other people because I don't like it. Because I want to, you know, turn and jump and run around the room, and I want a free space for my workings. This is natural, because I'm an artist and I'm going to be on the stage at that night, and, you know, I can't, you know, if I make that turn wrong, I can't say to audience that, sorry audience, I couldn't make my turns. I couldn't work enough because I don't, you know, because my friends ask me to share the space, share the studio, and I said, okay, let's share the studio. So I couldn't work enough. I can't say to that audience, that doesn't work. That doesn't work, folks, you know. You have to be very selfish about your own art. Otherwise, nothing. Otherwise, just, you know, don't do anything. Okay? So, anyways, I was just, you know, I was just realizing recently that I like to have friends. I would like to have friends, but if I was not an artist, you know, if I was not born like this, I would like to have some friends. But honestly, you know, I have to say, I don't like small talks. I don't like the, you know, I don't like cheap excuses. We can talk about the creation. We can talk about the global crisis. We can talk about climate change. And we can talk about sociology, you know, neurology and radiation and biotechnologies. We can talk about that kind of stuff. I would be so happy. But don't come to me like, Katya, how are you? Do you care? Do you really care? I don't know. So this is why I don't have friends. But recently I got some emails from a few children in America, and they asked me to share their, you know, podcast promo with you. So I'm sharing it. Okay. And I don't know actually what they are talking about. It sounds fun that fire breathing kittens. This is a cool name, and this is enough for me. I don't need to know more about them. This is a cool name. Good work, children. So here's the promo.
Are you itching for a good story? Laughter among friends, maybe even a mystery or two? Well, you're in luck. Fire Breathing Kittens is a standalone Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Each episode is a separate 3-hour long story, like a movie for your ears, so you can listen to these adventures in any order you like. So join us on a real play D&D quest as we solve mysteries, attempt comedic banter, and enjoy friendship. Fire Breathing Kittens podcast, fantasy, action, mystery, friendship.
Friendship, fantasy, action. What are they doing? What are they telling about? I'm going to listen. Yes, for sure. Thank you, children. Okay, you are right. If you're not an artist, if you're not a performance artist, when you're a child, probably you get friends, you make friends. That's true. You know, recently I started to think like, how could my life be if I was not born as a performance artist? You know, because while my, you know, while I am like 8 years old, 7 years old, when I got arrested in the park in Warszawski, you know, when I got do this performance, Paint Me Good, because sociologically I was thinking like, people shouldn't have to be afraid of being naked, but they're still afraid of naked people, right? So maybe my performance didn't work. I don't know. I was thinking recently, what did I change in the world with my performances? Definitely I changed some kind of energy levels in the universe and in the space, also in time. I really changed the time and space quantum. But when I see the world, when I see today's world, and when I see today's children, I don't know what did I changed. I really don't know, dear listeners. And this is a good question for myself. So this is the first podcast of this year, and maybe I do more, who knows? Because I was trying to, you know, not trying, but I was doing my best to give people some hope and some art during these hard times, that quarantine times. So I don't know, I just I'm just recently, you know, I'm still thinking about that question that I asked to myself. What did I change in the world? Katya, what did you change in the world? What is your purpose? No, this is a different question. Okay, so I will be thinking and writing about this, but I just want to say, all of you, thank you for supporting my art. Thank you for supporting my artistic life. And thank you so much. Do you understand? This is why I don't have friends. Because I love humans so much. So much. And people don't get this, I think. Because I feel you all. Even when I'm making this podcast, I feel all that energies in my body, on my skin, in my bones, on my ligaments and my muscles and my nerves and my cells. I feel you all with all of my chemicals and with my brain and body. And maybe this is why I don't have friends. Dziękuję bardzo. And Happy New Year.